it's been a long and winding path to get here. I would say that musically, I was a bit of a late bloomer. I started playing the ukulele and enjoying like singing and that sort of thing in my mid-teens, but I went to pursue a degree in illustration and graphic design, and that's what I thought I was going to do for the rest of my life. But midway through my degree, I like really fell in love with songwriting, and in the last 6 months, I was like, oh dear, I don't know if I want to be an artist. I think I want to be Taylor Swift. So that was what happened. I fell in love with songwriting, and then I was lucky enough to be accepted onto Scratch My Progress, which is a talent development program in Belfast, run by the OES Centre, who are great. And they really like encouraged me and nurtured my songwriting and my sort of like professional skills. I just like fell in love with the craft and the job, and I really wouldn't want to do anything else now.
Yeah, we were talking a little bit earlier, just before we came on air, about the music scene in Belfast, and I've been up at a couple of gigs up there, and you mentioned the OES Centre, you've the Limelight, you've all those places. It's a real thriving music industry in Belfast, isn't it?
It is. Like, I feel really, really grateful to be coming up in such a supportive, inclusive scene. Like, we span a breadth of genres in Belfast, but everyone is always really supportive, no matter what sort of like niche you come from. So it's a great place to be.
Let's talk about some of your songs then that you've brought out. So obviously you had a couple of demos maybe that you brought out 2019, 2020, brought out Problems, a couple of other songs as well. You got a good reaction to them, which I'm sure you were delighted about.
Absolutely delighted. Yeah. It's always very, very encouraging when a song that you wrote maybe out of like a difficult emotional place then like resonates with people and takes on this sort of life of its own, and it's no longer this like, oh, I turned a painful experience into something else. It's like, oh, this is a joyful experience on its own merit. Like, yeah, it's really cool. When I'm talking about Problems on stage, when I introduce it, I describe it as a song where I turned myself into an emotional dumpster for someone else's emotional stuff, because I was in a relationship at the time where I really felt like that was the role I was taking on, and I felt no matter how much I tried to help this person, they didn't want to grow or change their hurtful behavior. So that's where that song came from, but it's sort of then has transfused itself into a much more like glittery indie pop song that I love to perform on stage, and it's very, very cathartic to do that now.
You made a cool video for it as well. Tell us about that.
So that video is the scrappiest DIY video ever.
Like, it doesn't look it.
Really? Yeah. Well, I appreciate you saying that. So I have to be so, so grateful to my boyfriend Sam, because he is a lighting designer. So he like got a bunch of lights in, and we like set up a camera and basically did the whole thing ourselves within 24 hours. It was shot. We like got up first thing in the morning, went out into this field near his house and shot the first bit. And then the next bit, we set up like a mini studio in his dining room. Like, so it was like really, really very, very DIY, just skeleton crew, but loads and loads of fun. And now I'm just like so proud of us doing something together. It's really nice.
It's so handy to have him as a lighting designer.
Absolutely. our careers are very like interlinked, so it works well for both of us.
Brilliant. The latest single is Sobering Up. That's been getting a good reaction kind of on radio and social media and everything there. And it's really catchy as well.
Thank you.
That one, though, has been in the pipeline for a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, so really all of these songs have been in the pipeline for a long time. It's sort of interesting to have them coming out now when really I maybe wrote most of them 3 or 4 years ago. So it's been a long time coming. I am extremely picky in particular about the sound that I wanted, which is like absolutely what I've ended up with, but it took me a while to find someone who I really enjoyed working with who could like bring that sound to life. So I ended up like meeting a really lovely producer in 2021, and that's how we crafted the songs. But I was like very, very like dead set on not releasing anything until I was happy with it, because I'm like, I can only really do this once, you know, except for Broken Vessel on the EP, which I released the second time because I was like, I know it can be bigger than the demo. But I was like, I really want to take my time and do it well, because I would rather do that and be really happy with the result than rush it and then be frustrated at myself for doing that, you know. Mm.
There's so much talk then, or not pressure, but I guess there is maybe an expectation for artists to bring out a body of work. Mm. So, you know, you release a couple of singles and then it's, right, when are you bringing out an EP? When are you bringing out an album? Mm-hmm. You have an EP put together now. Is that something that you worked on for quite a while?
Yes, it definitely. It felt like it took a really, really long time. And I think as well as like the songwriting and that, like new artists these days face so many challenges with the like financial pressure of life, like and getting funding and that sort of thing. So it all becomes a very lengthy process from the production and the songwriting to like actually getting it out into the world. But I think it's important to like take your time as well as responding to like what serves your career, because I'm like aware that sometimes waiting a really long time isn't actually the most tactical thing to do, and you have to sort of find that balance between like what is good for you and what is good for your career, I guess. Mm.
And you're doing it all independently.
Yes, I am. I'm a one-woman show, and I mean, I say that it takes a village to raise a pop star. That is the truth. Like I am surrounded by great mentors and friends in the music industry who I couldn't do this without, but I am self-managed, I'm self-releasing, I don't have a label, self-funded, so I am just like giving this my best shot on my own.
You've played a couple of shows up in Belfast when you did the EP launch, mm-hmm. and I see you're going to be playing with Duke Special very soon as well, so good to get back on stage, I'm assuming.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm just itching now to like get out on tour and hopefully play a few shows like down south and Dublin and maybe like Cork and Limerick and all those places that, you know, everyone is always in. So I would love to go on tour.
And the rest of 2023 then, what have you got lined up, or how does the rest of the year look for you?
Well, it looks exciting. I think this releasing this EP has like set me on a good path. I feel really like motivated to like go and get the rest of it. So there might be some new music. There might be some, I don't know, shows announced. Who could possibly say at this point? But yeah.
The best place then for people to keep up to date with all that news is where?
At @SashaSamara_ on Instagram.
Right.
Is probably the best place, or TikTok or any of those social media platforms, but that's a good place to find me.
Great stuff. Well, listen, it's been great having you. Thanks so much for coming down to Kildare. Hope you enjoyed your stay down here. And we'll finish up with a song from you. Sasha Samara, thanks.
Thank you.